Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. How far would you travel to ensure the future of your favorite exotic aquarium fish?
We had some folks telling us that they would go as far as 50 miles to find the an appropriate body of water.
You may think releasing your pet fish into Texas waters when you can no longer care for it is humane. Yet these exotic aquarium species disrupt natural ecosystems and outcompete native fish for resources. Priscilla Weeks is a senior research scientist at the Houston Advanced Research Center. Her team is using a Parks and Wildlife grant to research why people release their fish into Texas waters.
I think that there may be a stereotype where folks think that it's fairly easy emotionally just to release a fish. But actually what we're finding is folks are very attached to their pets.
Weeks says research shows whether a person gets rid of their fish depends on personal preferences.
And what we're finding so far, but this is very preliminary, is that different people, different individuals prefer different attributes of a fish. So it's not necessarily that it grows too big in my tank because I may like a big fish.
Alternatives to releasing fish are euthanizing and the less drastic, taking it back to the pet store. That's our show with research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.